He served a sentence of less than 6 years for voluntary manslaughter. Now, Esteban Nunez is out of prison thanks to a last-minute commutation by an outgoing governor. The thing is, Nunez is the son of a powerful California politician who represented the L.A. area, and that politician had close ties to former governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Kevin Roderick is here with this week's L.A. Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
This is a fascinating story. First of all, who is Esteban Nunez, and what did he admit doing?
The most important thing to know about Esteban Nunez is he is the son of Fabian Nunez, who was the Speaker of the Assembly and the most, arguably the most powerful Democrat in the legislature for several years earlier in the 2000s. And that's when Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governor. And Esteban Nunez was a college student in the San Diego area, and he was at a party at San Diego State and was involved in some kind of an encounter or altercation that led to Luis Santos, who was also a college student in the San Diego area, being knifed to death. And Nunez and a co-defendant were charged with murder in the case and pleaded down to voluntary manslaughter.
Pleaded down to voluntary manslaughter. Nunez's sentence was commuted by Governor Schwarzenegger. What about the other guy, this guy named Ryan Jett?
Well, they both got 16-year sentences originally. This is after pleading down, because they could have gotten life in prison.
For murder.
For murder. The original sentence, 16 years. Nunez's was commuted by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger on his last day in office to 7 years. Schwarzenegger had a rationale that Nunez was not as culpable as the other defendant, and the other defendant had a record, and that other defendant is currently doing his 16-year sentence in state prison.
With the plea that was made. This was Governor Schwarzenegger's last day in office, as you mentioned. The sentence commuted to a much shorter time. How did that play around the state of California?
Well, it was very controversial at the time in political circles, certainly. By that time, Schwarzenegger, who was elected as a Republican, was fairly estranged from the Republicans in the state. They were very critical. Police and prosecutors were very critical. And the family of Mr. Santos was also very critical, and they remain that way today.
As a matter of fact, they said today that something akin to, we are still serving this life sentence, and this guy gets out of prison.
Yes, exactly. They knew this date was coming. Mr. Santos's mother has been outspoken in her opposition to this special treatment for Fabian Nunez, and they've been making the media rounds and talking about it, and it's clearly a wound that continues to be very fresh for people.
What does this say, Kevin, about the friendliness of some politics, that, you know, this so-called cronyism that this move exemplifies?
Well, certainly the cynical view is that's what this was all about, right? There was no actual, that we know of, quid pro quo between Schwarzenegger and Fabian Nunez in this. It wasn't a payback, as far as we know. Schwarzenegger simply said, you know, this is something that a friend asked me for, and I did it. And I think that bothered a lot of people. One, that you would give that kind of special treatment to someone else in politics. And also, again, remember, Schwarzenegger was elected as a Republican, and Fabian Nunez was the top Democrat in the legislature and a thorn in the side of the Republicans in the legislature. It was not a close relationship there by any means. So I think that is clearly the way people saw this, as just cronyism in Sacramento. You know, you're in the club, everybody takes care of themselves, and the law takes kind of second fiddle.
Do you think there'll be any lasting effect of something like this?
Well, this episode has already shown up in one of the recent books by Michael Conley, who's a very popular mystery author here from Los Angeles. He used to be a reporter with the Los Angeles Times. You know, also, there was some mention today, Ted Cruz is campaigning in Southern California today, and he was introduced at a Republican event by saying, you know, the other guy, meaning Donald Trump, is just like Schwarzenegger to us. He's not a real Republican, and he's not someone who we can trust to do the right things. And Ted Cruz is the more loyal kind of Republican, and you could see that's a kind of a reference to Schwarzenegger's drift away from the Republican Party, which I think is partly embodied in his action with Fabian Nunez.
The ripples continue today. By the way, we would be remiss if we should say that Nunez will be on parole for 3 more years.
Yes.
In the Sacramento area.
Yes.
So Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you.